Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Jake Smith, Director of Strategic Planning for the NSG Storage Software Group at Intel. Welcome, Jake.
Thank you, Allison. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Jake, why don't we just get started by talking about what you do at Intel and how this relates to Intel's broader objectives for the data center?
You know, Allison, you and I have had an opportunity to work together many, many times throughout the years. And so, most recently, our team went from being part of the Data Center Software Division to entering a relatively new group at Intel known as a Non-Volatile Memory Solutions Group, NSG. And our team is now a part of NSG's Storage Software Division, focused on building great products like cache acceleration software. The focus of this group is to remain customer-inspired, technology-driven, and then platform-connected. And one of the things that our team does is we use our software along with our next-generation non-volatile memory P3700 Intel Data Center SSDs to combine that with Intel Cache Acceleration software to bring next-generation usage models to the data center to improve IOPS performance for today's applications.
So let's talk about cache acceleration software and why it matters so much, because it's a pretty cool concept of what you guys are able to do. Why don't you tell us what cache acceleration software actually does and why it matters to an IT manager?
If you take a look at the CPUs that we ship today, we have a level 1, a level 2, and a level 3 cache on the CPUs today. And certainly in all of our Xeon platforms, you have some level of cache. So what cache acceleration software does is it takes advantage of Intel SSDs located on the platform connected via PCIe or SATA. It actually does an initial read with the back-end storage. It creates a warm cache on the SSD so that all subsequent reads are done in cache. That actually adds for an increase of performance, sometimes as high as 57x increase in IOs per second performance when you're deploying your application. So it doesn't act a whole lot differently than the CPU cache. It just is really about read intensive. And as we enter 2015 and we add write back features, we're now able to do both read and write through capabilities with our new cache acceleration software.
So what kind of applications are your targets in terms of benefit ultimate app performance with this technology?
So the simplest way to describe it is 100% read applications, things that sit in call data networks, things that are store forward applications, store and forward or store write once, read a lot. Any kind of application like that will benefit from caching. Databases, tables, data files that are, again, read intensive. A virtualization environment I have known to take advantage of what we've done here with cache acceleration software. In fact, we've done a lot of testing around VMware 5.5, and it can accelerate some specific hosted applications. There are areas where cache acceleration software shows no performance improvement at all, neither does an SSD. So in those situations where you're not getting the performance improvement because of the architecture of the application, cache acceleration software might not be a good fit. So one of the things that we do is we offer a free tool called the IO Analyzer tool that allows you to download the tool, run it for 24 hours inside of your environment, and determine whether an SSD or cache acceleration software is going to help your application. In some cases, the answer is no.
So you mentioned PCI Express. We've also talked about NVMe-based SSDs. Does cache acceleration software have a play there as well?
As you can imagine, for our team, NVMe is what we've been designing towards for some time. And so as we move to Fultondale and the P3700 and the P3710 series product, Intel Data Center SSD, codenamed Fultondale, as we move to the Fultondale family, we're actually able to take advantage of the fact that we can now get 450,000 IOPS at almost, 256 QDEP, and we're actually able to take advantage of the performance and the IOPS available in the Fultondale SSDs and run virtual machines over multiple instances in the cache, in a warm cache, and perform at a very high level.
So if a customer is listening to this interview and hearing some things that they think some of their apps would take advantage of this, how would they actually implement cache acceleration software?
We sort of had three tenets when we developed the Intel cache acceleration software. The first one was we wanted to quickly improve the application service level agreement that the IT managers and system administrators who purchase this product have with their customers, so the application users and developers inside of IT. The second thing is we wanted to make sure that you didn't have to modify any existing applications. It's critical. Everybody wants acceleration, but if I have to modify 3 years worth of development work that I've done on an application to get the acceleration of a next generation product, I'll just wait for the next generation of software development in order to make that change. We wanted to be able to have something that could deliver relatively simple performance improvements without having to do a full change of the application environment. We do that through a way we call selective optimized caching, and our selective optimized caching allows us to actually pin files from certain workloads into the cache, and it allows you not to modify, and so you have file-based caching, particularly in a Windows environment. In a Linux environment, we still do block-based caching. And then the third and final pillar, if you will, of what we've done is no external storage modification. So with Intel Cache Acceleration software, you can put your SSD on a direct-attached server, a direct-attached environment, a Xeon two-socket server with NVMe capabilities. You put a Fultondale drive in there. You slide it in there. You mount it on there. It's recognized. And then you say, okay, I want to create a warm cache, and I want to pull that workload from my storage area network because that's where my database resides today, and you can do that with cache acceleration software. Unlike some of the other caching solutions today, we can reach out across the storage area network, bring the workload closer to the CPU, improve performance, and then actually not commit the write until the write is complete. Then once the write is complete, then that simultaneously then put the workload back out onto the storage area network with no loss in data integrity and data protection.
I know that you're describing some great things for today's data centers, but I also know you have a mind for the future. Can you tell me about what is the next step in this space and what makes you excited about this technology?
You know me too well. And what's so exciting about the incremental, this is a 400x increase in available IOPS to application developers. It's the equivalent of going from the Model T to a jet engine. So when you're able to unleash the IOPS of next generation data centers, it's a really exciting place to be. As we develop cache acceleration software, we're working with a host of tier one OEMs, brand names that you know, who are saying, wow, I have this whole new way to look at my platform. I can now create tiers of storage, tiers of memory. I can actually move cold storage onto SSDs with a combination of a hybrid environment. So there's a whole new set of application environments that are opening up. And the work that we're doing with ISVs, particularly in the database and in-memory database space, as we prepare for some of these next generation architectures, it's really exciting. If you ask me, am I excited every day to get out of bed? The answer is I can't wait to get up.
Nice. Well, Jake, this has been awesome. A really good education on what you guys are doing. If folks want to learn more, where can they go?
One of the easiest ways is just to go to Google and put Intel Cache Acceleration Software, and all of our links will come up. Or you can go to www.intel.com and then do a search for Intel Cache Acceleration Software. We've got a page there. We've got instruction videos on YouTube. We did a nice series with our NVMe community called Under the Hood, available on YouTube as well. And then you can always send me a direct email. It's at jake.smith@intel.com. It's just the way it sounds, two syllables, @intel.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us today. It's been a great interview.
Thanks, Allison. All the best.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.